Today's a special day.
Why is today a special day?
Today is Talk It Out.
Tuesday?
Yeah, it's
Talk It Out.
Tuesday.
Okay, let's talk it out.
All right, let's keep talking it out.
Talking it out.
Talk it out.
Tell me what's on your mind.
You really want to know?
Go ahead. Just let it all out.
Let it all out.
Okay, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show, and you've got to talk it out. If you don't talk it out and you keep it locked in, bottled up inside, you're just going to explode at some point. And we don't want that happening because, ugh, it's a mess. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text line 884-9910. And we've got a lot of things to talk about in this hour, just like we did the last hour. So if you missed any part of the show, remember, you can always check out the podcast. The podcast at 991fmtalk.com. And while you're there, answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And that is, should banks be allowed to search, go through your private information, you know, how you're spending your money, and gather that information and give it to other people without your permission or even your knowledge? Yes or no? Yesterday's poll question, you're going to watch the Super Bowl. 75% of those participating, triple digit numbers participating, 75% said no, it's not going to happen. Yep, they've turned a lot of people off. Well, let's get to the things that, well, you should just know and know people are going to be talking about today. And that is, here we are in Biden's world. Not just Biden's America, Biden and the leftist communist world. Because I can guarantee you this never would have happened if Trump were still pictured as being in charge. The WHO, which Biden got us back into, is now standing with Beijing, and they are absolving Wuhan lab of the coronavirus leak. Because Beijing is pushing the World Health Organization to say it was actually the United States. That the United States did a biological attack. Even though we've all seen the information. Well, if you haven't seen the information, it's very easy to go find. Are you doing it? Because the mainstream media is not bringing it to you. So, nothing to see here. The World Health Organization standing behind Beijing because they're supposed to. Something else you might find interesting today, and that is the UK science advisors, the United Kingdom, calling for GPS phone tracking to enforce coronavirus quarantines. Been telling you all along, they're going to be using the GPS on your phone. See, we accept these things because they're convenient for us. Oh, GPS right there on my phone. Don't worry about it being in the car, I guess. And that GPS is tracking you wherever you go. So, do you know what a Faraday cage is? I love this. Faraday cage locks out all of these waves, electrical impulses, all kinds of different things. So I went online and I found this little pouch. It's actually very cute, very stylish. I might put a couple of crystals on it just to make it more so, but it is a Faraday cage, basically a Faraday pouch for my cell phone. So if you don't want to be followed, tracked, and you find it intrusive, this is not somebody, tinfoil hat, they're following me. It is none of their business. So I have this cute little pouch that my phone goes into and basically renders it, well, after I turn it off too, basically renders it mute. So if you want to mess with the people who want to track COVID quarantines. There you go. I do want to let you know that a meeting was canceled to hear more about AB 345, which is the Motor Voter from 2019. It's an overview hearing. And SB 4 from the 2020 special session. Now, SB 4, which passed during the special session, mandated mail-in voting for all active voters and ballot harvesting. Yeah, we do not want these things. If you are a reasonable person who wants to help eliminate election fraud, which we have had, we need to make sure that these are taken care of. And I'm actually kind of happy that the Oversight Committee was actually canceled looking over this, because now it gives you a chance to still email the committee members. Email everybody. Let them know how you feel about AB 4, AB 345, and SB 4. Now, for the congressional representatives out there on both sides of the aisle, for the media who keeps pushing it, for the Secretary of State's office who keeps pushing it, for the Registrar of Voters who keeps pushing it, that there was no voter fraud, let me remind you, 42,000 people voted more than once. 1,500, whatever you want to say, dead people voted. 19,000 people voted who don't live here. 8,000 voted from non-existent addresses. 15,000 registered to a commercial address, which you're not allowed to do. 4,000 illegals, non-citizens, undocumented, whatever you want to call them, voted in the 2020 Nevada count in our election. If you would like to see the 3-minute video that Jesse Bunnell describes voter fraud in his opening statement before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, you can go to 100%fedup.com/attorney-testifies-4200people. You know, it's probably just easier if I put that on my webpage. So I'll do that. Sorry about that. Because the address was even longer than that. A lot of dashes in there. So this is what we have to put up with. When the Democrats, again, like to remind people, because when the Democrats are in control, they shove and rush through everything that they possibly can to make sure your voice isn't counted. They just want to make sure that they can manipulate whatever they want. I know you've thought about it. You've thought about somebody who keeps getting elected in your area. And you think, gosh, everybody I talk to, I don't know one person who voted for this person. Even of my Democrat friends, I don't know one person who voted for this person. And yet they keep getting elected. The evidence is out there. The question is, are you willing to accept it? In the last segment, we talked about mask mouth. Play on the words of meth mouth there. Dentists are coming forward and they're seeing a lot more cases of it. Steve, thank you very much. Steve sent me an article from medicalexpress.com-cdn.ampproject.org. Here's a little excerpt from it. Exactly on the same lines of what we were talking about how bad this is, wearing the masks and getting mask mouth. And not even just that, not even just the periodontal disease, but the rashes and everything that dermatologists have come forward with of people wearing these toxins on their face. The study of more than 500 patients with COVID-19, good size study, found that those with gum disease were 3.5 times more likely to be admitted to intensive care, 4.5 times more likely to need a ventilator. Boy, that's a death sentence there. And almost 9 times more likely to die compared to those without gum disease. So I'm going to go look at this article fully. That's just an excerpt from it. And then I will put it up on my webpage for you as well, as we talk about these things that are supposed to be saving everybody, but they're not. They are harming people. They are frightening children. They're traumatizing children. All in the aspect of new normal. So I even had to get into it with my mother the other day because she said, well, masks are normal in other countries. Look at, you know, look at the Chinese and in the Asian communities. And I'm like, yeah, but that is a choice that those people make. It is not mandated. And it is, for a lot of them, a courtesy that if they are sick, they are the ones wearing masks. So that when they cough or sneeze, they're not spewing it all out. There's a big difference. There is a huge difference. So just think about that. We were talking earlier in the last hour about homeless and the problems that law enforcement is facing. I brought up a story that MyNews4 did. You can see it on MyNews4.com about a new program that the city of Sparks is doing for the Sparks Police Department. And I just added my 2 cents that it's not new. This has been done in Reno. Just ask Jeff Church. He used to be in charge of it years ago when he worked for the RPD. So I received these texts. Believe me, the police want to and are capable of abating homeless camps and homeless problems, but they are protected by the mayor and the city council. The homeless are protected. Monica, it has never really been the decision of the police to deal with homeless. The liberal city mayors and city councils decide to and tell the police not to touch them. They say it's a civil rights violation. They won't let the police enforce the laws. Most of the laws regarding homeless are municipal codes, and city attorneys do not let police enforce them. Thank you for the text. And well, that's the other thing. You know, these city councils that we're seeing and the just the absolute absence of brains when it comes to the fact that they are not letting law enforcement enforce all kinds of laws. As we saw with the riots in downtown Reno, when the mayor and the city council told the police to stand down. You realize you're paying not only law enforcement salary, but you're paying for the mayor and that city council. The people who continue to draw checks. While so many are unemployed, while so many are struggling, they still are getting their six-figure payments. Their six-figure salaries. So just keep that in mind because, yeah, this time next year, well, a month from this time next year, there are going to be a lot of primaries going on. A lot of different seats up for grabs. Don't wait until then to figure out if you can add something to the conversation when it comes to city, county, state, federal government. Get on the ball now and figure out what you're going to do and let people know. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And it is a very lucky, lucky time for you to be here. If you are lucky, 884-9910. We're going to take caller number 6 right now at 884-9910 to get you in your hands and in your mouth a heart-shaped box of chocolates from the chocolate shop just in time for Valentine's Day. Now, you can be, you know, that person and keep them and chow them down yourself, or you can share them with someone you love, or just give them to somebody you love, or give them to somebody you just like and build that friendship. 884-9910, caller number 6, and if you want to order online, chocolateshop.us, chocolate, chocppe.us, just in time for Valentine's Day. So, moving on here, thank you so much. I always get these emails every day, and it's always just in time. Just as a reminder, the 2019 Reno City Council salary schedule breaks down to this, and they did vote themselves a raise. $132,000 to Jenny Breckus, $134,000 to Oscar Delgado, $129,000 to Neoma Jardin, $110,000 to Devin Reese, $132,000 to Hillary Sheevy, and $137,000 to Bonnie Weber. $1,000. How many people do you know outside of government that make that kind of money? Just so you know. And here's a little something else extra for you, because I've been trying to point out this whole time to people that mask wearing, you take your lives and your health into your own hands. You seriously do. By being mandated to wear these awful things that don't even stop the virus. In 2008, Dr. Anthony Fauci co-authored a paper about the Spanish flu epidemic that, well, let me just tell you this. One of the findings, they discovered that most of the victims of the Spanish flu didn't die from the Spanish flu. They died from bacterial pneumonia. And the bacterial pneumonia was caused by what? Wearing masks. Yeah, wearing masks. So there you have it. Because what have doctors said has been on the rise? Bacterial pneumonia. All right, big congratulations going out to David, who picks up those chocolates. David also wants to go on the air this morning. So let's talk to David. First off, congratulations, sir. I hope you like those chocolates.
Monica Jay, this is David. He's been texting you and you've been answering me. So I just want to say you're for real and I want those chocolates to go to you.
Oh, I already had some. So, David, you can pick somebody else because the chocolate shop always takes wonderful care of me. I love them just as much as they love me.
Do you know someone else I can volunteer those chocolates to that would enjoy them?
You know who I think would really enjoy him, and he never gets the recommendations or the pat on the back he deserves, and that's my producer, Dan. The one that
Dan
you talked
to. Dan got some chocolates.
Dan got some chocolates. David, thank you so much for calling in today, and thank you for all the emails and the texts that you send me, because I tell you, this is why I'm here. We share information and we learn every single day what's really going on around us. So, David, thanks for the call. Thanks for winning the chocolates. And I'll thank you from Dan for the little pickup there for him. And we will have more pickups coming up here in just a moment. And I do want to remind you of this before we go to Fox News. This is a text that was just sent in to me. City officials take an oath to uphold all laws, including municipal ordinances. When they order police chiefs to stand down and not enforce the law, they violate their own oath, and we the people should remove them through democratic process or vote to remove them. That's a great reminder. Thank you for texting me that, because that's the way all of this works. You don't have to sit around and complain. No, you don't. There are actions you can take. We'll be back after this Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
Monica Jay Show, hey, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Appreciate whatever bit of time I can get from you. And if you don't have all that time, well, guess what? If you missed me talking about something like the horrible masks out there or anything like that, then you can go to the website, 991fmtalk.com, over onto the podcast, and you can hear all the podcasts from the past shows. And you can check out my webpage that has all the information that I talk about here on the air. I try to post everything for you so you see exactly where I'm getting my information. And you can see that it's coming from global research firms, it's coming from the CDC, it's coming from nationally recognized doctors, scientists, and even, well, some of those rags out there, like, you know, the Washington Examiner and the New York Post. So they're even putting the information out. So if you want to know more about the bacterial pneumonia that I was just talking about, that story is on there. And one that I really like that I haven't gone over with you too much on, and that is 20 reasons mandatory face masks are unsafe, ineffective, and immoral. And let me tell you, the only way that we're going to get rid of all of this is if you go against the mandate. Stop wearing the masks, stop shopping at places that require them, and if business owners stop requiring them. Get a hold of Joey Gilbert at joeygilbertlaw.com. He can show you all of the evidence that will help you protect your business. It's that easy. And I can guarantee you, it's the only way all of this BS stops. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Larry this morning. Hi, Larry. Thanks for calling into the program.
Hi, Monica. God bless the ground you walk on.
Thank you. I think he put me here for a reason. That's definitely sure. And God bless you as well, Larry. What did you want to talk about today?
You know, we know what we're going to get the next 4 years. And, you know, what I'm concerned about is, when it's in 2024 voting, because this mail-in ballot, you know what, obviously that's what, you know what, messed everything up. And I'm just concerned what's being done about that, how we're going to, you know, fight that off and get a fair election. Personally, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I have to tell you, Larry, I'm worried about that too, because if we just go back to using the Smartmatic and the Dominion machines, we're going to be in the same boat, you know.
I'm just concerned, who is anybody out there doing anything about it? Because you can rest assured that the Democrats are already got it planned.
Yeah, I have not heard anything about the electronic voting machines from any of the registrars or any of the counties. Now, as far as mail-in balloting, well, the Democrats are trying to push that through as a permanent thing and sending ballots to all past voters. So It's something that we have to fight against, Larry. We need to call the representatives and make sure that, you know, especially the Democrats, we need to be putting them on notice that we're not going to let this sit.
Well, I'm all in for that. And, you know, I just, it just amazes me. Well, you know, eventually the truth will come out. Unfortunately, not yesterday.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to keep hoping for the truth because, you know what, every day I find articles that come out like today or yesterday. CNN finally came out and said that officer was not killed because of the riot. So it may take a little time, which is horrendous, but the truth does come out. Larry, thank you so much for calling into the program. And like I said, God bless you, sir, and all you do. John is on the line with us now, 884-9910. John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Monica. Great show. You know, I was thinking there's so much information out there. It's difficult for people to keep up, but there is so much information that's available online that would shock people if they knew. One of them is the fact that this Mike Lindell, I'm sure, I don't know whether or not you have on your site that you mentioned the 99.1fmtalk.com. You have videos on there?
It's
Lindell, that new documentary on there?
Yes. There's another one. There's two videos, and they're both produced by Mike Lindell, but he's not in the second one, but it kind of carries on with more information. And both of those are linked on my webpage to BitChute and Rumble that you can get them on. So, yeah, I make sure that everything that I talk about, I make sure that it's on the site for everybody to look at because, you know, people don't trust it, John, unless they see it for themselves. And even at that, some people just can't believe their own eyes.
Yeah, that's a big issue. It's what people, I believe that we're, I don't know what exactly the problem is, but part of the nation is awake and part of the nation is very much asleep. But the fact is, there is an overwhelming amount of information online about the actual fact that there is a cure, and there has been a cure for COVID-19. Since the beginning, I know I'm a recipient of that drug. I took it. I was in Renown Medical Center about 2 months ago, and I went in to get checked, and they kept me immediately. I'm over 70 years old, and I had pneumonia, and I definitely have the virus. They did tests, and I was there for several days until finally I went to sleep and I woke up and I believe that God, the Holy Spirit, spoke to me. I knew I had to get out of that hospital. I told them, you guys, I have to leave. They didn't want me to leave, but I said, you can't give me what I need because I need this hydroxychloroquine. And the nurses had told me that they stopped. They were prescribing it and healing people, but the administration came down, told the doctors not to prescribe it anymore. This is exactly what happened. And I said, I knew I had to get out and find the only doctors that I could find in Reno that prescribed hydroxychloroquine. I got out and I was definitely ill. It was the worst, most terribly ill I have been in my entire life. And I trusted Chad. I trusted my input, my instincts. And I went home and I got in touch with Dr. Fong, Sierra Integrative Medical Center on Double Diamond Boulevard. And he prescribed the protocol, the hydroxychloroquine. And to 5 days, I was completely cured. Absolutely. True story, life and death, and it's just people have to, you can't trust the media anymore. You have to go looking for yourself, and you have to believe. You know, there's a group, you go on the frontline aliens of doctors, worldwide, United States, there's over 6,000 doctors have signed on from the best institutions there are, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, Baylor University, John Hopkins University, doctors, well-known doctors that give their name, that give everything, that some of them have hundreds of patients they have cured with a 99.7% success rate. You have to go look. This is a true story. And Dr. Oz. I found out about this from Dr. Oz, one of the most respected and monitored doctors on TV. So I want all the people that have loved ones that they're concerned about to know, don't believe that there was no cure. There's several cures now. There's hydroxychloroquine, which has been there since the beginning. There's ivermectin. There's a couple other things, remdesivir. But the cheapest one, it only cost me about $40 for the entire cure. It cured me right away. So I don't know what else to say. But
John, you said it all. I have my nose is twitching and my eyes are tearing up because Trump said this from the beginning, hydroxychloroquine. And the media and the leftists and even Republicans hate him so much that people have died in this country because they were refused the treatment that they needed. John, I am so glad you got out of renown and got the help that you needed, and you're still here with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
For calling and giving your testimony today. That this is where I was going earlier when I said these hospitals, these doctors who are refusing these treatments need to be prosecuted if any of their patients have passed away. We have had a cure since March for almost a year. Aren't you getting it? Who? I know my listeners get it. But there are a few who just want to attack me and saying that I'm giving out disinformation. And those people are just, in my opinion, evil. Because they are keeping people from being saved. They are keeping people from being harmed, from even going through all of this. Deep breath. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Monica this morning. Oh, it's the double Monica show.
Hey, Monica,
you want to talk about Biden?
I do. Are you talking to me right now? Seriously,
yeah.
Me? Okay.
Is this
so
not
first
Monica?
Of all, I want to say it's Monica.
Oh, okay.
It's Monica. My name's Monica Idell. We won't go any further. Anyway, here's my. First of all, I love you. And I,
love you
I have
too,
to
girl.
Confess. I have to confess. I did vote for Biden and I was uninformed. I was.
It's all
uninformed.
Right. It's all right.
It's okay. It's okay. Election was stolen anyway. So I live in the cul-de-sac in a really good, cool place. And I have my granddaughters and I put them in a double stroller and I took them and there's a motorhome. And I've been complaining for 2 weeks. And you know what? I've called the police for 2 weeks and they said, we can't help you. We can't help you. And I said, wait a minute. If I go around the corner at nighttime and I have to cross a double line, I'm going to hit this guy. You have to get him out of here. And so this morning, Monica, I said, you know, can I place them in your cul-de-sac? And she said, are you threatening me? And I said, I don't think so.
Wow.
I didn't think so. I'm walking my granddaughters, two granddaughters, and I'm just trying to let you know, for 2 weeks I've called. And then I approach a guy, and he said, well, we're homeless due to the Biden effect. And I said, well, I understand, but, you know, we could get hurt. But the police department said to me, are you threatening me? And I said, no, I'm not. I just asked you to come help me. Well, we don't have enough staff, which is what's happening with it. And I voted Biden. I did. I'm sorry. You know, I did it for my reasons. Mm-hmm. And thank you for listening to me. But this neighborhood is a mess. It's a mess. And the cops keep saying, well, we don't have funds. We don't have funds to come out and help you.
Monica,
like,
which
oh, okay.
which police department are you working with? Is it Sparks or Reno?
It's Sparks. Sparks.
Okay. All right. Sparks. You need to get anybody you can in the neighborhood to join you.
No, they threatened to come arrest me.
Well, that's why
and
you need
like,
to.
What?
That's why you need to talk to your neighbors and have them call in as well. It has to be a community effort because there are other places that it does. They've got a motorhome. they can go move it to a Walmart parking lot because Walmart seems to support
anywhere, that kind of activity. We're in danger.
Exactly. Yeah. They should not be in residential neighborhoods. They should be in big, lighted parking lots.
And when I said to this officer this morning, this dispatch person, I said, you know, can I have your address and put them in your neighborhood? And she said, did you just threaten me? I said, no. I don't think so. I didn't threaten you. I just said, get them out of my neighborhood, you know.
Well, Monica, there are those who will live by the golden rule of not in my backyard. So,
right.
You know, that's what we have to put up with. But, Monica, bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. And we'll call out the Sparks Police Department. Sparks Police Department, at least dispatch, is not putting out there that residents, the people who pay your salaries, these homeless people are coming in from all over the country because they know that Reno and now Sparks was enforcing the law. So I don't know what happened in the last few months, but now Sparks is not enforcing the law. So they need to be called on the carpet. And whoever this dispatcher was, you know what? People aren't threatening you. People are desperate and they need help. And you're not doing your job. So please, contact the Reno Police Department. Contact the Sparks Police Department. Contact every single person that is on the Sparks City Council, the mayor, the Reno City Council, Mayor Sheevy, and get them to do their damn jobs. Do it today. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be right back to wrap up the show after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and all the texts and emails and the calls today. It just means the world to me that you're making the difference, that you're willing to pay attention and open up your mind and see what is really going on around us. And the basic fact that it boils down to two things, money and control. I just received this text. You sound really upset, Monica. You really do. That's because I am. When John called in and admitted what he went through in a local hospital that says they care, that they're there for you. The politicians around us that say they care and they're there for you and they don't do squat. They say their hands are tied. They say they're working on the problem. And they're not, because these problems just continue. The homeless issue just continues, and it will just continue. Even after Governor's Field is transformed into what some consider a homeless utopia, it's not going to solve the problem. Why? Well, Robert just sent me an email that pretty much spells it out. Because it's cheaper to let them camp under a bridge than to fix the problem with costs. What it costs to deal with mental illness, drug addiction, homelessness. How many people would actually be homeless if we had affordable housing? If developers won't do the affordable housing, then fine. I will give up the tax dollars to make the city actually build affordable housing somewhere. Someplace that costs less than $600 or $500 a month for a decent place to live. It doesn't have to have granite counters. Doesn't have to have hardwoods. Just a roof over people's heads that is heated, that is clean, that is safe. I love our veterans, but not a veterans shed complex. How many stories of an apartment complex could have been put on that property? We waste money. We continually throw money at problems to administration, to the people who aren't doing anything. So yeah, I'm upset. I'm upset for those who are suffering with flu, with colds, with pneumonia, that there's a simple fix for. There's a simple medication, but because people hate Trump so much, they would rather let people die than let doctors prescribe hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or remdesivir. They would rather let you die because the people who are in the know, trust me, they can get those medications. They're taken care of. All of this is to push a non-needed vaccine for a great reset, for a new world order, for total control of your life. And people still don't get it. I love you. Have a great day. It's the Monica Jay Show.